Hello.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Now I say hello and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry. It's a new day full of hope and promise, and I'm here to help you look at life just a little bit differently, at least a little bit, so you can enjoy the journey, feel happiness, and feel the love I have to share, so we can smile and relax and breathe and have a more positive perspective. Because when you think about it, everything is perspective. And life is how you look at it. Attitude is everything, baby. Attitude is everything. And you are responsible for the energy you bring into this place. A friend of mine printed that out, framed it, and hangs it inside the doorway at her house. And I'm going to get around to that because that is so true. You are responsible for the energy you bring to this place and the attitude of how you see everything and experience everything. Your attitude is what you bring to a day or to a person or to a situation or how the experience is going to be. It's all your choice. Have you ever thought about that? Well, I'm here to help you think about that and to help you think about a lot of things. And so I, Lisa Berry, choose to look at life with as much love and laughter as I can muster, because why not? I've been through a lot of stuff, and happy is better. I'm living proof of that. And why choose drama and anger and the worst case scenario when we can look for the best in each person and in every situation? In fact, this week I came up with my own personal mission statement to tell you a little bit more about me and where I'm coming from. So here's the Lisa Berry mission statement, and see if it might work for you too. I live my life with a heightened awareness that life can change in an instant. I don't want to waste a moment in discord or drama or angst or anger. Come from a loving place, choosing to see the best in each person or situation. I want to be a source of goodness and love, happiness and compassion, laughter and light in the world. So that is who I am, and that is where I am right now in my life, and that is what I hope to share with you. And I was thinking about that. You know, I come on here every week, and there's lots of shows cataloged here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and I share a lot of thoughts and heartfelt observations. But I thought, am I helping you? Am I helping you to live a better life? Because that's really what I want to do. I want to inspire you and inform you and entertain you. And I don't know if I think I do. I think I talk about a lot of different tools, because I really do think that perspective is everything. And if I can just open your mind a little bit to think about who you are and where you're coming from and how you're looking at life, maybe you can change that for the better. Maybe you don't need to change. Maybe you're just here to share some love with me. And I love to talk to people and connect with people. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. If you want to call in, I'm doing the show live 10 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. And that is the beauty of BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can listen anywhere, anytime. It's the future of radio and communication. And perhaps you're listening later, then you can email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. But if you're listening live right now, you can call in 646-378-0378. I love to talk to people. I would love to hear what's on your mind and what you're dealing with and how I might be able to help you, and have I been able to help you in your perspective. Maybe you think you want to challenge me, because I know a lot of people who are not open to hearing my message. And obviously you are, because you're listening, and that's great. I couldn't be happier for you, because we all need to listen and open our hearts and open our minds and improve our lives, because we're all on this journey together, and stuff happens all the time. I know that. So why not empower yourself with the skills and the lifestyle and the perspective to make it a more enjoyable journey? So let me go over my mission statement. I feel like raise your right hand and say it with me. I live my life with a heightened awareness that life can change in an instant, and we all know that. I don't want to waste a moment in discord or drama, nor angst or amor. No anger, no discord, no drama, no angst, no anger. But come from a loving place, choosing to see the best in each person and each situation. Say it with me. I want to be a source of goodness and love, happiness and compassion and laughter and light in the world. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Because we all know life can be hard. There's challenges, there's ups, there's downs, there's all sorts of stuff going on. But ultimately, it's a choice. You choose how to look at it, and you choose how to feel about it, and you choose how to react to it. It might take a minute. Might take some work. Believe me, I always say I'm human or have my moments, but I'm working on it, because I recently went through a real eye-opening, life-changing situation for myself, and it made me realize that I am here to share the joys of personal empowerment, and the best way to be empowered is to be happy. And the best way to be happy is to make the choice to be happy. It really is a choice. Be aware of the moment you're in. Breathe, smile, and give thanks. I'm a big fan of Ram Dass, who will be here now many decades ago. And he says several times a day you should ask yourself, you know, where am I here? And what time is it now? And just don't look at a clock. Don't ask anyone else. Ask yourself, where am I here? What time is it now? Be here now. Be in this moment. Easier said than done. I understand that. But you can do it. I can do it. We can all do it. I think of myself and my show as a bit more mainstream, a bit more lifestyle oriented, because I'm just a mom and a friend and a sister and a daughter and a worker. I've worked in commercial radio in the Detroit market for many, many years, and that has been my job. And here I am, blessed, beyond blessed, to be doing a radio show on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, and I'm blessed that you're taking the time to listen. And it is all about gratitude. It is about being in the moment, be here now, and have gratitude for that moment. Look for the good in that moment. You can find the bad. Finding the bad and the ugly is easy. But looking for the good, it might take a little more effort, but it's so much more worth it. So be here now. And it's not also what you look at that matters. It's what you see. What you imagine molds your brain and makes it happen. I'm all about envisioning. I love James Mapes. I found him on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. I've met him a few times. He's been on the show. You can find it here on the website. And he was a hypnotist. I met him in college. We brought him in for a college hypnotism thing. And really, hypnotism is just, you know, people, oh, it's mumbo jumbo. It's not. It's using your mind. It's getting in touch with your subconscious. I'm still working on my subconscious because sometimes I feel like it has a hold on me, and I'm working on that. But he's all about envisioning things. And people I know study the brain. As brain research is growing in popularity, and there's more and more effort being put into it, and they're finding that if you imagine something, if you envision something, you can mold your brain to make it happen. Now, granted, there are a lot of life forces out there that are controlling what's going on, but you know, you're only in charge of yourself, and you can only control what you're thinking and how you're feeling and how you react, because not every situation turns out the way you want it to. Believe me, I know that. But then use that as a learning experience. So, you know, sometimes I just think that life is silly. So you might as well act silly, because what really matters? What can you count on? What really matters? Well, what you really matters is what you decide really matters. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's Buddha. Maybe it's cycling. Maybe it's cookies, maybe it's your business, maybe it's your kids. Being a mom is the hardest job there is, and if that's what you've chosen to focus on, then, you know, Godspeed to you. It's a lot of work, and we need nurturing people in our world, and nothing or no one is more nurturing than a mom. So you got to count on yourself. You got to depend on yourself to figure out what you want and how you're going to make it happen. And then if it doesn't happen the way you want, you can only count on yourself to how you're going to react to that. So you got to build yourself up so no one can knock you down. You got to make a fort me. Build yourself up so no one can knock you down. That's why it's so important to love yourself. Love yourself and know yourself. And a lot of that comes from meditation. And when I say the word meditation, do you think, meditation is for gurus? No, meditation is a growing practice, and it's for everyone. It's just a quiet time of self-reflection, clearing all that chatter from your brain, and a time to get lost in love. I love that. A time to get, and whether it be meditation or prayer, it's just a moment. It's some quiet time to find out what's really going on in your life, and you will be amazed by the inner peace that will be achieved from meditation. And the self-knowledge, the self-awareness. You can just breathe and focus on your breath and say, who am I? Just breathe, who am I? And then ask, who's saying that? And you'll be surprised and delighted about what you come up with. But it clears out all the worrying about, oh, should I shovel the snow? And do the kids do this? And why did she say that? And why am I not there? And where's my, you know, get that all out of there. Get that all out of your mind and just breathe and focus. And meditation is so good for you in so many ways. It prevents stress from getting into your system, and it releases the accumulated stress in the system. And it makes me think I need to be doing more of that. here are some benefits on a physical level. Meditation literally lowers your high blood pressure. It lowers the level of blood lactate, reducing anxiety attacks. If you have anxiety, then take some time. And if you want to know about who I recommend for guided meditations, please, you can email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I still find those are the easiest, and that's how I got started. And they play music, and they kind of talk you through it, and they send you in the direction that you want to go. And there's nothing wrong with guided meditation. Meditation is meditation. And it increases serotonin production that improves your mood and your behavior. And it improves your immune system. And it increases energy levels as you gain an inner source of energy. We're talking about meditation and the many, many, many benefits and all the new research that's coming out about how meditation is right up there with exercise as two of the best things that you can do for yourself. Meditate, exercise, self-love, compassion, think about your life. Think about your perspective, process how you are actually approaching the world. Meditation also decreases anxiety. Your emotional stability increases. Don't you want that? Don't you want to be more balanced? You know, so many of our lives are out of balance. So much is what we focus on and what we think about and what we do. And you need it. Life is all about balance. You don't want to be too much in one direction, or you don't want to be too much all involved in something. You want to have balance. You want to have a good work life and a happy emotional life, and you want to just have that balance that's so important to being calm and having clarity, and happiness increases and creativity increases, and most of all, you have peace of mind. Don't you want to have peace? To me, happiness is peace of mind, and I'm all about being happy. I think because I grew up in such an unhappy, traumatic, dramatic, chaotic household my whole life, that when I had a time to breathe, when I had a time to get into my own skin, I realize I want to be happy. I mean, we all are going to end this journey in the same way. It's not a happy thing to think about, but it is. It's true. And as I said in my mission statement, I have a heightened awareness that life can change in a moment. And it has for me many, many times. You're walking along and you're living your life and you're doing your job and boom, something happens. That has happened to me many, many times. Life changes in an instant. So right now, pretty much on an even keel. I mean, things are happening. Things are going on. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to just be happy. I want to have peace of mind. And I want you to have peace of mind. And I want you to learn and know that that is possible for all of us. And most of all, meditation cleanses and nourishes you from within and calms you. As I said, I spent the first part of my life disconnected from my feelings, and I don't want to be that way anymore. And meditation really helped me get to this place. And perhaps God guided me here, however it happened. I put it in my heart that I want to be a source of goodness and love. I want to be a source of happiness and compassion and laughter and light in the world. And I don't want to share bad news. I like being a source of information, but I want to add inspiration to that. So that's why I do this show. That is why I'm so grateful to Penny Golden and everybody at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And mostly for you for listening, because I know we all live a busy life. And we have a lot going on, but hopefully I'm helping you. Hopefully we're connecting, and hopefully I'm helping you change your perspective, because really, I can't tell you what to do. No one likes to be told what to do. Some people, you tell them what to do, and they instantly do the opposite, just to prove that no one can tell them what to do. So I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to feel or how to be or what to see, but I can only try to inspire you and inform you with the world of self-empowerment. And hopefully that will help you live a more balanced life. So recently, I guess I did. I didn't officially do it, but I guess I turned down an opportunity, a big opportunity, to do something that would be a nice source of income and prestige with a big audience. And it was a huge life decision to me and not an easy decision to make. So now I'm moving forward with high hopes and working hard to connect with people like you in hopes of making a positive difference in your life. It was my choice. It was a big decision. But I went with my heart. I followed my heart and I followed my dream, and you're here to help me make that happen. So, you know, to me, this introduced a new concept, because I am a big time pleaser. I'm thinking that our life purpose is thinking of others and doing things for others. That is what we are here for. And so for the first time in my life, one of the few times in my life, I said, no, no, thank you. Not comfortable for me, but possibly life changing and in a good way, hopefully. So I did a little research. I'm saying no. I followed my heart and I said no. I think a lot of us have trouble saying no. But when you say no, sometimes it's just tough to determine which activities deserve your time and attention, or which jobs or which people or which situations. So here are some ways for you to decide if and how and when you want to say no. Focus on what matters most. Examine your obligations and priorities before making any new commitments. Ask yourself if this new commitment or situation is important to you, and if it's something you feel strongly about. And if you do, then do it. If not, say no. Take a pass. It's okay. And then you can weigh the yes to stress ratio. This is a good one. If this new activity or job offer or situation you're considering, a short or long-term commitment. For example, making a batch of cookies for the school bake sale will take far less time than it is to heading up the school fundraising committee. So don't say yes if it will mean months of added stress. I got to say that again for myself. Don't say yes if it will mean months of added stress. Instead, look for ways for other people to pitch in. Take guilt out of the equation. And this is if you're making a decision or looking at something and you're trying to get up the nerve to say no, these are all things to think about and look at, and take guilt out of the equation. Don't agree to a request you would rather decline out of guilt or obligation. Doing so will likely lead to additional stress and resentment. And that's what we're here for. We don't want to be stressed. We want to be blessed, and we want to have balance in our lives. These are all good things to think about. And then, of course, sleep on it. Are you tempted by a friend's invitation to volunteer or do a job or go someplace? Before you respond, take some time to think about the request and how it fits in with your current commitments. Try to take a night and sleep on it. And here are some other things to keep in mind when you're in a situation to say no, because we all want to say yes, and we're all asked so much of us, but it's okay to say no. And again, this is not who I am. I am a yes person. I'm a pleaser. I'm all about doing things for other people. But saying no has power, and don't be afraid to use it. Don't be wimpy either and say, like, I'm not sure, or I don't think I can. These can be interpreted to mean that you might say yes later. So say no. I have a friend who is in a situation with a real estate salesperson, and she has told him no, and he keeps calling back. And that's good. That's what makes you a good salesperson. That is what, you know, earns your keep and your pay. But she's got to get out there and just say no. You can't say, I'm not sure. You got to say no. Be brief. State the reason for refusing the request, but don't go on and on about it. I think people have such short attention spans right now anyway that you got to be aware that you're maybe over-explaining something. So keep it brief. Be honest. I'm just in a place in my life where being honest is just the best. It's just, it is, if you know who you are, and if you know what your gifts and talents are, and if you know what you're all about, then you know who you are, and then you can be honest. And honesty really is the best policy. I mean, maybe sometimes a little white lie might be in order, but honestly, just be honest, because it's freeing. And people always think, oh, this happened and I don't know what to say. And I say, just be honest. Just tell the truth. It's your truth. We're all entitled to our own opinions, and we all come from our own perspectives, and we all have our own truths. So just be honest, because if you're authentic, if you know who you are and you know what you want, then you're just being honest. And sometimes it can be uncomfortable. And sometimes you take a risk, like I just recently did. But at least it'll be less stress, and I'm being authentic and honest. And be respectful, though. Many good causes land at your door, and it can be tough to turn them down. You know, give a compliment, but be respective. And be ready to repeat, because sometimes people don't take no for an answer. Like I was mentioning my friend in the real estate agent. Saying no won't be easy, especially if, like me, you're used to saying yes all the time. But learning to say no is an important part of simplifying your life and managing your stress. And with time and practice, you may find it gets easier. But as I said, in general, I'm a yes person. But in this life-changing scenario for me, I didn't say yes. So we will see what the universe has in store for me next. Because I'm a yes person at heart, and I'm a we-can-make-it-happy person. And I can't do a show without at least quoting the Dalai Lama once. And the Dalai Lama quote of the day is, compassion suits our physical condition, whereas anger, fear, and distrust are harmful to our well-being. It's healthy to feel good. That's why I do this show. That's why I talk about this. That's why I'm here. I want to make you feel better. You feel good, you're more productive, and it's better to have a positive attitude. And I have heard people talk about being a Pollyanna. Is that bad? Is it bad trying to see the best in every situation? Believe me, the reality of many, many situations is not a happy, positive, uplifting, healthy situation. And I am fully aware of that. Lived it. Been there. Lost a sister at the age of 51 to breast cancer. Helped my son get back on his feet after being paralyzed with a tumor at the age of 14. Lost both my parents. I've seen my best friend go through a double mastectomy, and I was with her every step of the way. I'm losing jobs and turning down opportunities, and every time you step out of the door, something happens. And it's all about how you choose to look at it. And it's all about how you choose to react. You have the power. So many people are control freaks. Well, control yourself. I always say I'm lucky if I can control my bladder. But, you know, control yourself. Control your own attitude. And why not make it a positive attitude? Why waste? Don't waste my time. And don't waste your time in negativity. Don't choose to be snarky and snotty and cynical. I'm a big person on humor. I love humor. But then I recently discovered that sarcasm is not really very loving. I love sarcasm. I love good dry humor, nothing more in it. But then the more I thought about it and the more things I shared in a sarcastic way, I thought, you know, that's not really very nice. And sometimes people say there's humor, there's truth in humor. And I love humor. I'm here all about love and laughter. I want to lift you up. I think that's one of my gifts, is not only do I have unlimited love, unconditional love, but I can make you laugh. I mean, look at me in a bikini. Well, I'm going to make you cry, actually, at this point. But something we're all working on, right? Because we all know exercise is the best thing. But it's your choice. And I don't understand why people want to be mean and why they want to be angry and why they thrive on drama. And I just saw a quote this week, and I wanted to – I just reached back to – I keep all my stuff on my phone. That's the day. And I found this from, I think Deepak Chopra said this. Most people, to feel significant, make things really complex, so they feel like they are really unique and special. Do you know anybody like that? I know lots of people like that. They make everything complicated, and they can't just give you an answer or yes or no or yes, that's great. They have to make everything complicated. Then they thrive on drama, and they go over and over and over again. And they like things to be complex, and they like things to be complicated because it makes them feel unique and special. Well, I'm choosing, and I'm trying to tell you the benefits of choosing to be unique and special by being a loving person. By being a happy person, by being an uplifting person and looking for the good. And I don't think that makes me a Pollyanna. That makes me a positive person who wants to bring joy to the life. Like I said in my mission statement at the opening of the show, I want to lift you up. I want to make you happy. And I want to help you and to love you, not judge you. That's my new favorite mantra and saying. No judging, just loving. And again, quoting one of my other favorite inspirational sources, Deepak Chopra, shed the burden of judgment. In judging others, we reflect the lack of acceptance. Shed the burden of judgment. In judging others, we reflect the lack of self-acceptance. Do you love yourself? So important. Not ego love. Not me first love. Not who I love me, so it's all about me. It isn't all about you. It shouldn't be all about you. I think that's where a lot of us get into trouble. It's not about you. I mean, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. You got to know yourself. You got to love yourself. But life is not all about you. It's all about what you can do for others. It's all about compassion. It is important to know yourself, and it is important to love yourself. And that's what I talk about. Not an ego love, but you have to really just know yourself and love yourself. And if you want to call right now, 646-378-0378. Phone lines are open. I love to connect with people. You know, I love to connect with people so much. And in this intense social media days, I wonder what's happening to us? Teenagers are, I don't know if you have a teenager in your life or your family, teenagers are no longer in a hurry to get their driver's licenses because they can connect on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. No need to ride your bike or walk or drive to see a friend. You can FaceTime them. But so we're losing that personal social connection, and it's so important to our well-being. One telling study found that the lack of social connection is a greater detriment to health than obesity, smoking, and high blood pressure, if you can believe that. It's our lack of social connection, our one-on-one getting together it's hurting us. It's hurting us more than obesity, smoking, and high blood pressure. And on the flip side, if you have a strong social connection, that leads to a 50% increase of longevity. I have a 101-year-old mother-in-law, and she plays bridge, and she plays mahjong, and she goes out to eat, and she goes shopping, and she's very socially connected. And I think that's one of the reasons she's still here at 101. And social connections strengthen our immune system. Research shows that genes impacted by social connection code for immune function and inflammation, help us recover from disease faster, and may lengthen our life. So people who feel more connected to others have a lower rate of anxiety and depression, higher rates of self-esteem. They're more empathetic to others, more trusting and cooperative. And unfortunately, the opposite is also true for those who lack social connection. Low social connection has been generally associated with declines in physical and psychological health, as well as a higher propensity to antisocial behavior that leads to further isolation. Now, I hear you. I have a couple of friends who live alone. They're not married. And sometimes when I'm dealing with the drama of everybody else and everyone, what's going on, I think, man, they're lucky. They made the right choice. They live alone. They don't have to deal with anybody, but they do have friends. And actually, this same study and the story I was reading said that if you think in your head you're socially connected, then you're doing okay. It's only if you don't get out and you feel really lonely, that's what's hurting you. And then if you feel really lonely, email me or call me right now. We got a few more minutes, 646-378-0378, or email me at lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Because despite its importance for health and survival, sociological research suggests that social connectedness is declining at an alarming rate. Listen to this. In the United States, I know people are listening all over the world, a revealing sociological study showed that the model number of close confidants, people who you feel comfortably close with and share a personal problem, in 1985 we had 3. In 2004, that dropped to 1, with 25% of Americans saying they have no one to confide in. And the survey suggests that 1 of 4 people that we meet may have no one to call a close friend. So we are losing that connectiveness, and I am here to bring it back. I'm bringing Justin Timberlake's bringing sexy back, while I'm bringing connectiveness back. I'm bringing connectiveness back. I'm losing it. Justin Timberlake imitation. So I'm here for you. That's why I do this show. I want to uplift you and love you and share with you, because I'm Lisa Barry, and my biggest gift is I have a large capacity to love. I have unlimited love. I will never run out of love, and I'm aware of my love because I focused on it. I meditated, and that's what came to me. And I think I have the gift of communication and compassion and caring, and I want to be a positive light in the world. I don't want to share bad news, no matter what that would have done for me personally, what it would have done for my bank account, or would have done for prestige. People love to hear me on the radio, and I'm happy to be there for them, but I don't base my self-worth on that. I base my self-worth on, what have I done for someone else today? Whose life have I brightened today? Who have I helped laugh? Or who have I loved? Or who have I taught to learn to love themselves, and how important that is to know yourself and to love yourself? So I'm here sharing it with you. I'm opening up my heart and my mind and my soul and my life to you for a reason, so that you can know the importance of that, so that you can feel that in your life and in your heart and in your soul, and you can live a more positive, well-balanced life, because isn't that what we want to do? I don't think we're here to suffer. I don't think we're here to be angry, or it's not a competition. Envy will suck the life out of you. Life, as I say, unless you're in the Olympics or running a race, life should not be looked at like a competition. And I see it so much now because we live in this intensely social media world. As soon as somebody gets on top of the mountain, people cannot wait to knock them down. Why? Why do you want to knock them down? That's their journey. That's their gift. Let them have their journey and their gift. It's all about what you value. And life can be really hard. So I value love, and I value laughter, and I value you for listening. And I hope that I can make a difference in what you value and how you look at the world. and I would love to speak to your group or your organization or connect with you. Again, email me, Lisa Love Barry, that's with an A, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And remember, I'm your friend. You're not alone. And I have love for you, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.